cruising the back roads of Colorado, heading to our daily 9 to 5. No traffic to speak of, just wildlife and cattle. We've got the best commute you'll ever find. We are the couple that carpools.
Hey everybody.
Hey everyone, good morning. We are the couple that carpools.
I'm Jesse.
I'm Veronica.
And we are your hosts.
And we just come at you with random things that we talk about on our
drive to work. Because we commute to work
every single day. And we love it. So today we want to talk about something that everyone has thought about. What you wanted to be when you grew up.
Like, when you were little.
I mean, and we're still growing up, right? Like, we could still have big dreams. But let's talk about what you thought you were going to be when you were, like, 6 and 7 years old.
Let's hear about what did you want to be when you grew up.
It will come as no surprise to many people that I really thought I was going to be a veterinarian. That was something that stuck with me for a long time. And then the thing that I kind of graduated with was I thought I was going to be a lawyer. Those two things. I thought I was going to live in New York City. I thought I was going to be carrying a black briefcase to work with black heels, pencil skirts. Like, I saw myself there. That didn't happen.
We're a little bit off from the big city.
A little bit off from the big city here in rural Colorado. Yeah. But, you know, what's kind of cool is that I still have, like, a huge passion for animals, and I still do a lot with
That's true.
I feel like I do a lot with my dogs, you know. And then as far as, like, politics and lawyering, I mean, I've done some advocacy work.
That's true.
For different organizations that we've been part of. So I feel like my passions, I've still followed them and still been able to put them to use.
Yeah.
What about you?
That's true, 100%. I was kind of the same. I started off, one of my first memories is opening up a train at Christmas at my grandparents' house. And just having this infatuation with trains.
Like, which he still has an infatuation
just like
with trains.
Trains cruising down the track. I don't know. I wanted to be a conductor. I wanted to drive the trains, I guess, see the country. And I don't know what else they do. But for some reason, I really wanted to do that. And then somewhere around the first grade,
He has such a good memory. How do you remember this stuff?
I don't know. That's a good point.
You do have a good memory.
Somewhere around the first grade, I had an eye injury. And during that eye injury, I had a eye doctor who was, his name was Dr. Fred Whitehurst. And he
See, like, who the hell remembers their doctor from the first grade? Like, how old are you in first grade? I don't even know.
I don't know either. But he really had an impact on me. And
eye doctor.
I wanted to be an eye doctor after him. I wanted to follow in his footsteps. Because I had a great experience. Had it been a really bad experience, maybe that would have been a whole new
thing.
That's
true.
But,
I mean, he basically saved your eyesight.
Yeah.
Yeah. His sister threw a...
Some stranger on the street threw a... We're having a seed fight.
You know those, like, seed pod things?
Catalpa tree seed. It's like this big pod that falls from a tree and you throw it. We were throwing them. We don't throw it, but we were having a war. And one hit me in the eye. I was up at my grandma's house, and the next day I was down in the hospital. I spent like 3 weeks in the hospital there trying to figure out what was wrong with me.
Because did you get an infection or something?
Yeah, it was like swollen shut, and they'd have to like cut it open and ooze it. And
oh God! Okay, stop. So
the
doctor had an impact, and you thought you wanted to be an eye doctor.
Yeah, because he had, you know, I wanted to, I guess, maybe have that effect on other people too. So I wanted to be cool like him.
Which is interesting, because now that I think about it, being a train conductor, you see different sights, and you're always up for an adventure. Like, you're always wanting to travel and do, you know, go do things and see different things. And then as a doctor, you care for people, which you do, you take care of animals, like, really well. So that's kind of fun to think about, because...
I never thought about
that. Yeah, I didn't either until right now. Like, your passions as a little kid have now... They're bigger, you know? So that's pretty cool.
Needless to say, I'm not an eye doctor, but I was... I'm a sheep herder. I'm a buffalo rancher, and then for a while I was doing extreme sports action films.
But you know, like, as an animal caretaker, you have sewn, you know, hurt animals up. You have delivered baby lambs, and, you know, you've done a lot of doctor-ish work. I mean, you're not a doctor, but if I was
not a doctor,
if I was ill or, you know, stuck in a snowstorm and I needed care, I'd probably trust you to take care of me.
I could do some doctoring, but
anyway. So we want to know what you wanted to be when you grew up, and how far off are you from that idea now? Tell us about it in the comments. Yeah. Don't forget to subscribe to
share
our channel.
Us.
Subscribe to our podcast channel and share if you think that, you know, what we talk about is easy entertainment. Hey, we all need that sometimes in our lives.
And maybe you can listen to our commute on your commute to work.
Have a good one, guys.
All right, guys.
Have a wonderful day.
Thanks for tuning in, guys.
See ya.
Bye. Doo-doo-doo.